Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer,
Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Namaste Nutrition. This is Claudia Cleary, your host for Namaste Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio /GGM Radio. I am so excited to be here with you today. It is a very beautiful day here, a little breezy in St. Louis, but very warm. And it's just so nice to see the seasons finally changing. And it's really hard to imagine that just a few short weeks ago, we had a whopper of a snowstorm here. And it's sort of an indication of some of the crazy weather that we're having, how much things are shifting on our planet. One of the things that I also wanted to let people know about as you're listening in is that in upcoming weeks, if it turns out that one of my guests decides that they cannot make the show, I'm going to talk to people about an advantage that they have to going to a website that I know and love dearly. It's near and dear to my heart. It's called shop.com/Claudia Cleary. It is a shopping website, so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about it and ask that you go and check it out and explore it. shop.com/Claudia Cleary. You can go on to the site. It's about five times the size of Amazon.com. You can end up getting discounts. You can potentially get free shipping. You can go to any store that you particularly like, and there are lots of stores on there that you know and love. There are commonly known ones and some less known ones. And you can often get products for considerably less than you would normally find in a brick-and-mortar store or straight to the actual website itself, which is a real advantage. One of the store brands that we have that's unique to the company itself is our health and wellness products, and there is an extensive line of those products, too. So if you have any questions about correct supplementation, ways to lose weight, ways to gain weight, certain ways that you'd like to stabilize inflammation in your body, and you'd be surprised at how many issues can be caused by inflammation, please don't hesitate to contact me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. I would really love to hear from you. Just put in the tagline in the subject line something about Namaste Nutrition so that I know where you came from, and I would really appreciate that. So, on with the show. My guest today is someone who I've had the wonderful pleasure of talking to. I think it was about a month or two ago. Her name is Carol Tolan. She is a psychic and a comedian, and she harks from my neck of the woods back on the East Coast of the United States. And I was reading her bio, and she has a very, very interesting life story, which she and I will discuss as we go through the show. Carol, welcome to the program.
I am so excited. Claudia, thank you a million times for having me. This is exciting. I haven't been on the radio for a while because I took a break because I had to change my nutrition. This is a good segue. I was on overload, and I needed to back off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, it's actually a good thing to recognize, Carol, that when you were in a situation where your life's out of balance, to back up, reevaluate, and then reassess and figure out what needs to go, what needs to stay, what needs to change. So what have you been able to change that has brought about more balance into your life?
Okay, I have been able to change exactly what I have been telling my clients to do forever.
I learned
to say, oh, I'd love to, but not at this time. Thank you. I learned to say no.
You learned to say
but
no.
I like to do it, you know, with either humor or kindness. Because I grew up where you don't say no. You know, be nice. Hey, if they had your brains, I used to hear, they'd know better. Well, guess what? I must be brilliant then, because I always knew better. But I learned to say, hey, my energy is depleted or it's too much. I'm on overload. Somebody's sucking my energy, I have to walk away. All the things that the shift has helped create in so many of us. And that's what has been going on. And I'm excited with myself.
I think learning to say no is sometimes one of the hardest things that our culture has to do. And I keep going back every time I hear people having issues with learning to say no to people. That wonderful song from Oklahoma, I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. Yeah, and it's such
right.
a cute song, but it illustrates such a problem that we have, because to be a nice girl, as we grow up, we're taught never to say no to anyone. Never
right.
to end up being anything other than compliant with authority figures. And sometimes it's necessary to say no. And it's really critical for our own sense of well-being to say no. So you must have gotten yourself very, very busy, because I would like to go back a little bit into the bio that I was reading over. And you have known from the age of 7 that you were an intuitive, and you morphed that as time had gone on with humor. So I'd like to see if you would be so kind as to tell people on the show, where did you start? What was it that ended up bringing you forward and bringing out those gifts and allowing you to develop them? Can you tell a little bit about your young history?
Sure. Actually, it wasn't so terrific. I knew I was different, Claudia. I didn't understand exactly what it was all about. But at 7... I love to talk about this, because every time I do, I see it, literally. And that's how I do my readings. It's like a movie, TV goes on, and I'm reading your movie. I saw a black and white dog get hit and killed by a red truck on a certain street. And I never said anything to anyone, and about 3 weeks later, it happened. And I was convinced for years that it was me who did it. I was evil. I made that happen. I had no idea that it was a gift. And through the years, I lived like that. I predicted my father's death, and he was only 42 years old. He wasn't sick. I went to bed one night, and on the way to my bedroom, I saw a sign. I was 18, that said, your father's going to die tonight. Well, I didn't have a wonderful relationship with him, because I'm so ADD and dyslexic, and he was Mensa OCD. So we didn't connect. But my aunt woke me up the next day, told me he passed away from a heart attack. Again, I thought I murdered him. That I'll never forget that. That was the word. At that moment in time, I told myself, when I grow up, I am going to help all the children so that they don't have to live with this pain that I've lived with. 3 of my girlfriends came over. They said, oh, we're so sorry. What do you think's going to happen? You always know. Give us some advice. I said, you know what? You want advice from me now? Pay me. In unison, they went, how much and what took you so long?
Wow.
Honestly, Girl Scouts honor. Had an out-of-body experience. I saw myself leave my body. I looked down at my body, and I said, yeah, I'm a professional psychic. Not really understanding what I was saying, went the next day, had cards made. That's the beginning. I owned my worth and my truth about a gift, not a curse. And I've been working with, you know, everybody, but I adore working. They call me the Indigo Crystal Children Whisperer because I help so many. Yeah, I realize that they have a gift and isn't it cool, and I tell them some of my stories so that they no longer have to feel different and scared. And that, to me, is thank you, universe. I'm sure you know that feeling when you see somebody get it. That's what we're about. Yeah, that's what I'm about.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. The comedian thing came up around a year ago, just like I do everything else. Just all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, I said, you know what? Everyone tells me I'm so funny. Why don't I be funny with what I do? And I had
a
friend
there. That's the best way to
do
it. So what exactly have you developed then to help promote yourself as a humorous psychic? I'm really interested in this.
Well, okay. At that moment, I was with a friend who happens to be the founder and an editor of a magazine. And she said, come on, let's do it. Who are you now? I said, I don't know. I'm the comedian medium. Okay. And she found a venue, started to advertise it. I don't have a clue what I'm going to do. The first show was off the hook because, as we know, just be who you are.
Be,
of course. Do, and you'll have. And I'm going to be doing my 12th one. They're all sold out within a couple days, 50 to 70 people. And it's like, I kept saying, do they know who they're coming to see? It was
so
hard
Do you pull out funny things that you can tell about people while you're standing on stage? I mean, how exactly do you do those shows?
Well, it's something you really can't even explain because you cannot practice, you cannot rehearse, and there's no script. I just stand there. Excuse me, with the people and whatever comes through, whether it is someone from the other side or someone from the audience, I got Sylvia here, she's coughing, she's smoking, she's got this voice and she's talking like this, she's looking for Linda. I become different people. And Linda goes, oh my gosh, that's my mother who died of throat cancer. And I go, wow, she's telling you don't smoke, but she's allowed to continue up there. Don't ask me. I mean, I laugh at myself, believe me, because it's like, it's so bizarre, but it's all real and natural.
Uh-huh.
And I may, you know, call someone from the audience and say, I don't know your name, but I've got the initial P. Really pulsating around you, her father, Paul, who died, blah, blah, blah. And then I bring in Paul in my own sense, and I'll talk about what I see and hear. And it's not always funny, but if it gets heavy, what I'm sensing, some spirit, Zerfna, that's the first guide I ever had, and he's a funny little guy, he'll come through and he'll find something funny, and then it just comes out of my mouth.
Oh, that's great.
I could never write how this works, because every time it's different, but that's the crux of it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
It's crazy,
but it's really hard. Yeah. I understand it. I mean, I ended up getting my master's degree in nutrition. And for many years, I have said, yeah, I'm a Jewish grandmother in training.
See?
And, yeah. Well, it gets even better. So, you know, I talk about, you know, being a Jewish grandmother and feeding people and everything. And ever since I met the producer to my show, I have been developing a character who I've called Bubby Gerda. Why? Because it's my alter ego. And Bubby Gerda's mission in life, darling, If you leave my Shabbos table and you're still hungry, I will suffer guilt the rest of my life. We do guilt better than the Catholics.
There you go.
Anyhow, it just comes out. And, I mean, I can't really, I don't really script any of it. But what are, you know, and it's sort of a similar, it's similar to what you're talking about, but in a slightly different venue in terms of the stereotypes, but the funny stereotypes of East Coast Jewish people. And I'm not meaning to offend
anybody. Are you Jewish?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish. I didn't know. Because I'm Jewish, but I'm spiritual. That's what comes out sometimes, the Jewish mother in me. Which,
mm-hmm.
So you're right. Because that is a funny character.
Oh, she's a riot. Bubby Gerda, she has two missions in life, darling. My mission in life is to feed people. If you leave my Shabbos table and you're hungry, I will suffer guilt. The second mission that I have in my life is to make sure that I set up all the single people with all of my grandchildren. If you are single,
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what do Jewish women do? They have two missions in life. I mean, that's like I said before.
Right.
It's, yeah, so I mean, and if anybody can understand and appreciate this, it's, you know, Jewish women, because that's usually the cornerstone of, you know, a previous generation. I actually, my producer and I were talking about a friend of ours who we were laughing because I was doing Bubby Gerda for them. And Bubby Gerda, this is a couple who are gay. They're female.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, darling, I cannot understand why you would want another woman when you could have one of my grandsons. It was one of those things that had popped out, you know.
I hear you.
The two of them heard this. Because the look on my face was just total confusion. The two of them rolled. They were laughing hysterically on the floor, and I'm just like, okay, fine. If you can make people laugh, it's a good thing, you know. So
you better believe
what
it.
You know what
just came to me?
What was
to
that?
Say, you don't have to be Jewish to have fun with this.
Of course not.
Everybody.
No. Of course. It's just a question of looking at some of the stereotypical characteristics that are humorous that seem to run like a common thread throughout each one of the different cultural pockets that we have within the country and see exactly how we can link them. And when you throw in the intuitive side to it, you can end up with some very interesting stuff that can come out. So talk a little bit about some of the experiences that you have had and what your current projects are.
Okay, I want to give you an experience that took place, okay?
Okay.
I cannot, because this will connect with everything.
Okay, sure.
If I mentioned her age, she'd kill me. It's my mother. But I can say 90 plus, all right?
Okay, that's fine.
My whole life, I've always gotten the verbal abuse. I could bring home 100 trophies of the beauty pageants I won. The first thing I'd hear, with that lipstick, they picked you. And it's true. She would say that, all right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, that cut you off at the knees. I never even thought I was pretty because of that,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, about 3-4 months ago, I spent an entire month with my mother in Florida. In Florida, right? And
in Florida.
You went down to Florida. Yeah. And we were
like
in the elevator.
It's like a miniature New York, yeah. Okay.
Right. We were in the elevator. This is hysterical, you and I. I love it. We should do a twosome somewhere sometime.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
I like it. I like that. We were in the elevator, and it was 3 weeks after I had been there, and there were people in the elevator, and out of the clear blue sky, my mother goes, Carol, I can't believe what I've witnessed in the last 3 weeks. I don't know. Everybody wants to be near you. Everybody wants to talk to you. The animals, the old people, the kids, everyone. What is it? You are special. There is something. Oh, my God. Where did it come from? Nobody in the family is like you. And I'm hearing this.
Oh, my God.
And I'm knowing that there's a healing happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, oh, my God, as I tell you this, I'm floating. all of a sudden, I could feel my feet, something go from my feet through my head, back down again, come out of my heart and out of my mouth. And I knew it wasn't me, but it was somebody. And I said, it came from you, Mom. I learned this from you.
Aww. That's so
Claudia,
sweet.
It's Aww. A shame there wasn't a camera. It was
Aww.
Magic. I wound
oh,
up giving
wonderful.
Her what she gave me after X amount of years.
Uh-huh.
This just happened, I know. So it's never too late, audience. Good things can happen. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is the funny part. This is the funny part.
Yes.
Oh, my God. When she's telling me that all these people just want to be near me and touch me, and then she goes, you know what? It doesn't matter if your hair's a mess or if you're slumped down. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the typical my mother.
Uh-huh.
She's always going to have that used to just whip me in the heart. But at that moment in time, I laughed. Oh, my God, that's a funny part of my mother. That was a major healing for me.
I'm sure it was.
I had no more anger. So through humor, everybody can find something good to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh,
a true experience. Yeah.
I totally agree. There is something very healing about a very deep stomach-hurting belly laugh. And if people could experience those more often, I think we'd have so much less stress and so many less issues with heart disease and disconnect that we typically have in our country. That's food for the soul. And so if you're promoting that, especially since you've experienced it yourself with your mom, I'm all for it. It's a wonderful feeling. It really is.
I'm promoting that. Something happened with my family, my daughter, okay, and her
mm-hmm.
family in
okay.
Florida. And
uh-huh.
I'm not going to discuss it on the air, but it's so awful that I wound up recently with pneumonia for 2 months. And you and I both
oh, wow.
know pneumonia represents grief, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think anything involving your lungs, if you go into Chinese medicine, and if we have anybody who is listening right now who is familiar with us, they'd probably agree. They can contact us and just, yes, yeah, that this is true. But anytime you're dealing with grief or anytime you're dealing with anger and depression, it sometimes will start to go in and target the lungs. And so it can manifest as allergies, it can manifest as a cold, and in its worst form, like you had said, it can also manifest, I think, as pneumonia. So how long, you had pneumonia for 2 months?
I had it after I came back. I went into depression, okay, because that's my shtick, and I also want everybody out there to accept and love their shadow side. When I go into depression, which runs through my entire father's family, I get into it. I lay in bed for 2 days, don't answer the phone. All my friends know, oh, she must be, you know, doing her thing, messed up. And I go through it, deal with it, and come out of it. However, what went down was so painful for me that I wound up getting pneumonia again. So I learned my lesson, maybe the hard way, but I learned my lesson. Let it go. Give it up. All the things that we tell our clients. And
well, it's
sometimes
we tell our clients, but, you know, it's lessons that we have to learn to take for ourselves, too, you know, especially when it comes
yep.
to our own personal lives. You know, how are we supposed to be able to tell people when we're coaching or counseling them? You know, and I do that work that I do as a coach, when we're not taking our own advice. You know, and it's true that we have to be willing to detach and recognize that there's a point where we end and our family begins, or where we end and work begins. And we don't have the say as to how people will react to whatever it is we want them to do. They're going to do it whatever whatever they'll do, whether we like it or not. And so
exactly.
It's their choice. You know, we can express what we would like to see happening, but ultimately it's not our choice to make that happen. It has to be up to them.
Right, right. But do you want to know why it affected me so deeply?
Yeah. Why was this so effective? I had
predicted it with no rhyme or reason. Predicted it 22 mm-hmm. years prior. And I told my mother and people, and here it is. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
mm-hmm.
a fabulous thing. So I just went into the dark side. But that's the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is.
Sure.
Everything that happens. You know, you talk about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my grandkids, who are extremely psychic, and like most of the kids now, they need to speak their truth. And when they're not
mm-hmm.
in a position where they feel comfortable, they get the worst sinus things. And we know sinus
mm-hmm.
is stuffed emotions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So it's like... It all works through. It all works through. And
yeah, it does.
You're a coach. It's funny. I laugh at myself, Claudia, because it's like, all right, I'm tired of that coach name, which is what we are. What else can I be? Oh, I'm an empowerment guide. So that's what I do.
Yeah.
But it's
uh-huh.
all the same stuff. Don't
mm-hmm.
you believe that all the different ways people are saying things, it's really all the same. Just like religions, all they really want is love one another. I don't know. I went off on something
love,
there.
Harmony, peace, joy, recognize the similarities instead of trying to focus on the differences. But I think that when you're working with people from a perspective of a coach or, you know, somebody who is counseling somebody through an issue, it's a question of detaching yourself and your own emotions and recognizing that ultimately, we can express, and we have to be really clear on what we really want, and then figuring
right.
out, ultimately, the best way to get there. If there's healing work that needs to be done, how is the best way that we can heal? Whether it's through therapy sessions, whether it's through hands-on healing, whether it's Reiki and energetic work, whether it's going to see a doctor, whether it's seeing a chiropractor, those are choices that we as individuals have to make. And so, you know, when you say that you can predict when, you know, you're going to go into a place where you're depressed, going through it and riding through it sometimes is necessary. Not always
yeah.
something that we acknowledge and do in the West, but that's sometimes what we really have to do in order to process whatever we're dealing with out of our bodies, out of our systems, so we can move forward.
Exactly, exactly. I remember growing up where I would hear, you keep laughing, you're going to cry because I'm a giggler. Well, guess what? It turned out to be so. Those kind of remarks, I had to learn, hey, that wasn't my belief. That was their belief. I can giggle as much as I want. And therefore changed, you know, what happens after that. Holy mackerel. I didn't know this was going to be a therapy session for me. I love it. It's great.
You're funny.
It's great.
Yeah, so
anything I can learn, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me something a little bit about the typical clients that you work with, because I'm interested in this, because you obviously take on clients individually, and
yeah.
you do psychic coaching and, you know, just empowering sessions for what people can typically do. Are you willing at this point, if we have anybody who has expressed an interest, if we have any callers who are calling in, to contact us and ask you a question, would you be willing to take questions from them?
It would be my pleasure.
Awesome.
I'd love it. And I don't have typical anything in my life. Right? Someone who wears a different color on every nail, she's not typical.
No, that's true. That's very
yeah.
true.
Anybody out there, just feel free. Give us a call.
So if anybody would like to call into the show, the number to call in is 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339. Please hit 1 on your dial pad, and then you'll be in the cue to ask Carol a question. Or if you'd like to speak to me, you're more than welcome to ask me a question too. So right now what I'd like to do, Carol, is give people a chance to figure out if they have a question, formulate it, call in, and we're going to take a very short break, and we will be back momentarily to see if we can answer some questions that people have.
Great. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Hang on for just a second. This is Claudia Cleary on Namaste Nutrition with blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Usui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to empoweruacademy.org. That's empoweruacademy.org. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Para la familia Mendoza, empezar el día oyendo esto es algo habitual. Por suerte, ir al bosque y terminar el día escuchando esto otro es posible. Ese respiro que tu familia necesita está a menos de 90 minutos. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y descubre el bosque más cercano. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes
doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio and Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Claudia Cleary and Namaste Nutrition. My guest today is Carol Tolan, psychic and humorist from where exactly are you from, Carol?
Okay, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yay, go Eagles!
Yeah, my hometown, awesome.
But I live in Jersey, Cherry Hill.
You live in Cherry Hill, awesome.
Yeah.
I know where that is.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. But once, isn't it true, Claudia, once you're from Philadelphia, that's it. You're a Philly girl.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had actually a very funny experience watching the Blues, and St. Louis is a very big sports town. I mean, really, ridiculously blue, and they're very competitive here. Soon after I had moved here, I was standing and watching a game in a sports bar where I was working at the time. This is many, many years ago, and the Blues in St. Louis were playing the Flyers from Philadelphia, and the Flyers scored a goal, and I went, yes! And I got the dirtiest looks from the people in the bar, and I said, hey, wait a minute, you can take the girl out of Philadelphia, but you can't take Philadelphia out of the girl. Sorry. And they just sort of chalked it up to me being totally, absolutely out of their expectation and outside of their realm of experience. And I obviously didn't know what I was talking about, and it was actually pretty funny. So anyway, thanks. We do not have anybody who has called in or messaged us about one of the about things that you do, which I think is interesting. So I just
put it out there again for the third time, so maybe someone will call in. But go ahead.
Well, that would be really, really nice if they did, and if they don't, that's okay. At least they'll be able to get a hold of you. So before we start, what I'd like to do, sure, is ask that you would be kind enough to give your contact information so that if people who are listening would like to talk to you, they could have a private reading, they could call you and or email you and find out what they need to know outside of the radio show. So if you would be kind enough.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My email is Carol, Carole, Tolan, T as in Tom, Ollen, psychic, PSYCHIC, at Comcast.net. My business number is 856-577-6700. And they're the two best places to get me.
Okay.
I do phone readings, anything, you know, like the rest of us, parties, one-on-one, you name it. And a lot of people will say that coming to me for an hour reading is like going to the shrink for a year.
So if I ask you one question, is that going to take care of me seeing a shrink for what, 15 minutes?
Sure.
Maybe 2 months or something. I don't know. All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay. Philadelphia accent.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I crossed the street. You know, what can I say?
Yeah. That's fun, Claudia. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, the Philly accent's totally unique, and it's interesting because around here where I live, most of the time people don't say that I have a discernible accent unless you get somebody who's from the heart of St. Louis, and then they're like, you're not from here. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. So anyway, I guess there are two questions that I have. One has to do with my career and moving it forward. The other one has to do with living spaces, because this year I'm going to be moving to a new space, and I wanted to know where you see me living the house that I'm supposed to be purchasing, because I have a very specific idea in mind about home that I'm to be living in. and also the career that I would like very much to do. So if you have any information from whatever it is that is giving you guidance on either of those two issues, I would really like some information from you on those.
Do you want to turn the house into some type of a spiritual awareness place?
I'm not opposed to it, but what my vision was to buy a multifamily, like a small apartment complex or a house that had been converted into an apartment complex, and live in one of the units and rent the rest of them out. That's my plan.
Okay. Can I ask you your birthday, the month?
Sure. My birth month is December. My birthday is 12/23.
Okay. That would be typical of what someone whose birthday is where you are would be, because results-oriented and money and all of that. But there's something I keep seeing where you will have some type of where other people can come in and do things, do workshops. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can have it all, okay? You can have where you live and rent that place, and then have this place as your, which would bring money in anyway for you. People would have to rent the space, but that's one of the things that's coming forward. I personally don't, at this juncture when I'm reading you, I don't see you jumping from one place to another career-wise. I see it more relaxed, where you could do something that I just mentioned, along with whatever it is you do. Did you want to, be in other states, other cities, doing some career stuff?
What I would like to do is expand the coaching that I'm currently doing, do some more work with nutrition and coaching people on wellness.
That's just going to happen anyway. But you can do it where you will be. That's what I'm saying. Everything will be in a more relaxed. Are you looking for that in your life? Everything more easier, more relaxed.
How can I put this? I'm looking to live in a more stress-free environment. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. Semantics. Okay. This is what's happening for you. Yes.
Okay.
So your vision is happening. It's already out there. It's already happening.
Okay.
Did you already pick a place out? Did you pick a place
that
you like? No,
I haven't found a place yet that I would like to consider moving to, but I know that I want to own it, and I know that it's there. I know it's in the area where I would like to be. I just haven't found it yet.
I think you saw it, if that makes any sense. I think you've seen it. Now, if you didn't see it in person, you've seen it in your head. Is there, I have to tell you, it's not my favorite color, but I keep seeing a lot of blue. What does blue mean for you?
Oh, it's funny, because I've had a lot of people predict for me that I'm going to be moving to a blue house.
Oh, there you go. Well, it may not be painted blue outside, but I got goosebumps on that, okay? You know what that means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you say centrally located in a place where I could actually rent out and do workshops, I have seen this vision of a really large industrial kitchen in this house, and I could see me doing parties and workshops and just events within that itself, just because it's so big and it could end up accommodating a lot of people.
Okay. It's happening. And you know what just came through for me? The initials, B-L-U-E has four letters. So my sense is you might have a four in the address of this place. So mark that down somewhere or put it in the back of your head.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't ask for that. I never ask for anything. I just go with what comes through. And that came through. So that may be the connection with blue. Maybe not, but you know, be open to it.
Okay.
Who's the G? Who's the G, first initial, the first initial of the first name or last name?
G. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Are you going to use a realtor?
Probably.
Okay, I want you to know the G for me has phenomenal positive energy. So,
okay.
Keep that, you know. This is
all information
for you.
Okay, I have one realtor who I've been sort of semi-working with. The thing is that she's not looking in the right area or the right specific house that I'm looking for. And so she actually has a G in her last name.
No, it has to be the first initial of her last name or first initial of her
first name.
It's the first initial of her last name. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me the initial of her first name.
S.
Okay. She has positive, fabulous energy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
You are not communicating, perhaps, with her. If she's looking in the wrong places, why don't you just come out and say, no, this is what I want, and you give her the info.
Okay. I can definitely do that.
This is my sense. Emotionally, it feels comfortable for you with her. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. And there's another realtor who I have to connect with, and I'm not sure what her name is. I don't recall it off the top of
my
head.
Okay, doesn't matter. The fact that came through for me, you may not wind up using her, you know, as the seller, whatever you want, but I just need to let you know that I know you're a results-oriented person, but her emotional connection to you is so much more important for you to learn to put out correct communication for emotional people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
My God. Do you hear how that came through?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that an issue in your life?
Well, interesting that you say that. I'm dealing with two very emotional people right now. But that's going to change.
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm the most emotional person I know. All right? It's just who I am. And look how fabulous you are with me.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, I guess this is a major learning lesson. My point is, dealing with emotional people is one of the biggest lessons in your life. So this G is put in front of you for that. See what you could do with it. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to get a star or an X. It just means, hey, here's a lesson. Whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm giving you a whole thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't
apologize. And it's on the air.
No, that's okay, you know, because what you're telling me is useful information, and it's not something that I think I have a problem with you relaying to
and
me.
It's
all good.
Good, and it's never coming from me. It always sounds like it because my readings come out just like, you know, a girlfriend or something. It's always coming from what is being told to me or shown to me.
Uh-huh. Of course.
But you will have what you want, kid. You will have it. Yeah.
Good, because
that's exciting.
It's been a long time in coming, Carol, and I'm really excited to welcome it into my life. I love my yoga classes, and I love coaching people, and I'm looking forward to expand what I'm doing. Just out of curiosity, there is a person in who I'm waiting to see if we can end up doing some work with her, me maybe, or her, or, you know, anyhow, her initials are ES, and I was just wondering if that's going to come about soon. There's a timeline thing with this because I've been told that I am to work with her, but the timeline keeps getting pushed back with it, so I don't know really what's going on with that.
Does she have two of the same letters in her first or last name. Ellen. Pardon?
Uh-huh. Yeah, her last name.
Okay, all right. I'm being shown, perhaps, but it's not a given. It's not a given.
Okay.
So maybe you need to take a closer look.
Okay. No problems with that. I appreciate that very, very much. Very much.
And sometimes it's difficult when I see things that I really don't, I know that the person would rather not hear, but my whole thing in life is the truth will set you free. So I think that's, this is great. This is where you had asked before, but this is where the comedy, I think, in me came from. I was never allowed to tell my truth, so I kept it inside. And when it came out, I guess maybe initial fear made me be funny with it. I know a lot of kids will be like that. And through the years, I realized, this is not my natural way. So that's how that all came about. It's easier to hear.
Absolutely.
Easier to hear. Right.
Makes total sense. It's, I think sometimes, truth for some people, it's really hard to take. But I really believe, just like you, I mean, I've always spoken my truth. I've always stayed in integrity with that. And what I would do is just simply be really quiet and not say anything. But like you, I'm also a truth speaker. And it's really difficult when people who can't handle the truth have to hear it from people like us when we're in the midst of saying to somebody, look, this is really not serving your purpose. I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to be cruel. But it's just the way that it has to be, because this is really what I see as your truth. And, you're talking about your mom and how you had your issues with her, and what you were describing, it's sort of in a funny way of looking at Jewish humor. And, I'm not trying to minimize some of the difficulties that you had with your mom.
No, you're right.
Younger. But I love the humor of Fran Drescher from The Nanny.
Yes.
Hysterically funny, especially when she would have her interactions with her mother and her grandmother. It's so typical when you see stuff like that about how Jewish women relate to each other. And at the same time, there's this expectation that you will defer to the older generation and you better do what they say, because if you don't, there's something seriously wrong with you. And, I had the same thing with my mom, too. So, I totally get where you're coming from with that. Oh, yeah. And my mom, you're going to love this. My mom is a PhD psychologist.
Ooh! I love it.
It gets even more complicated when you see that and realize that my entire family are all mental health professionals. It makes things very interesting at family gatherings, Carol.
Tell me about it, right?
Oh, I could go on and on, darling, believe me, but we don't have any time left.
Tell me about it. My whole family thinks I'm, the whack job.
The sugar?
And I'm not. They just don't ever want to live from love. They live from fear. And I'm putting out to the universe, the world, please start living from love. It's no big deal. It's not. It's sad, but it is what it is, right, and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, listen, I would like very much to continue this conversation. Unfortunately, we are out of time. And, Carol, please tell me when you're going to be doing some special events and what you have upcoming in the future so people can go and see you if they're interested and they're in your area.
Okay. I will be at Ileana's Restaurant June 26th doing my Comedian Medium show. I will be at Mixolanius, which is a phenomenal store, doing mini readings on the 6th of June, and then again on the 12th. Another Comedian Medium on the 6th of June, the Mixolanius lunch, doing mini readings, Mystic Dinners. I'm all over the place. So go on. Don't go on my website. Go on my Facebook if you're out there, and it's Carol Poland.
Okay.
If not,
Carol Poland.
Call me. Yeah, call me.
Yeah,
I'm one of those
like
talkers. Yeah. I want to thank you a scrillion times over for having the best afternoon. I gave up Mahjong for this, Claudia.
You gave up what?
Mahjong.
You gave up Mahjong. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll come to Philadelphia sometime and we'll make it up. I'll play Mahjong with you. How's that sound?
I would do anything with you. Absolutely.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'm
I really would
producer.
Love very much to hang out with you sometime. So if you ever plan to come to St. Louis, you must let me know ahead of time. And what we'll do is we'll make sure that we have you on the show. And Amanda, just let
she
Amanda know.
She better come,
right?
too. She better come,
Oh, don't worry.
Too.
She will. She will. It's not even an issue. She's definitely going to be there. And we'll definitely let people know that you're going to be local and that you're going to be in the area. And we'll definitely be there and support you in your medium, what did you call it? A comedian medium show?
Comedian medium, right. They say I'm not allowed to say this. The Joan Rivers of mediumship, but I can't say that. So I didn't say it.
You didn't say it. Of course not. We didn't hear you say that, but it sounds great. It has been so much fun having you on the show. Thank you so much. And I hope that you have a wonderful afternoon. And for those people who are listening, please don't hesitate to contact Carol Poland through Facebook at Carol Poland. And if you have a question, just simply send her a message. And if you'd like to have a reading, just get in touch with her. I know you'll be very glad that you did. And I hope that everybody has a wonderful day. And I will see you here next week at 1 o'clock. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, darling.